This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Introduced to the next Shaifet, or maybe more accurately, Shaifetas of Klal Yisrael. And that is Dvayr HaNeviyah. There's an interesting chapter in the history of Shaiftim. A woman, Dvayr HaNeviyah, is the next Shaifet in Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us in Shaiftim Dalid Dalid, Udvayra Isha Neviyah Eishes Lapidus, He Shaiftes Yisrael Ba'esahi. Now, if we notice, the Pasuk stresses that she was a Neviyah. That a woman could be a Neviyah is common knowledge. It's not the first time, not the last time. The Gemara Megillah tells us Daf Yudalid Amid Aleph Memches Neviim and Zayin Neviyos Nisnabulem LiYisrael. So actually, she's one of seven. She's not unique that she's the only Neviyah. There are six others. The Gemara Megillah Yudalid enumerates them and tells us Sarah was a Neviyah, Miriam was a Neviyah, Dvayr was actually the third one. The third Neviyah, then comes Hannah, Abigail, Huldah, and Esther, seven. So it's nothing out of the norm, so to speak, that we have a Neviyah in Isha. But of course, there's a Chiddush Nifla that we have a Neviyah in Isha who is a Shaifetas. She sits and judges a dayan. Imagine you walk into a bezdin, and the av bezdin is a chay. You would say, "Oh, this got to be a reform, not even conservative. This is a off the charts." It happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai. What's the pshat? So first, let's attack it halachically. Could there be such a thing? Halacha l'maisa, could we have a shoifet, a dayan who's an isha? So Toisus and Nida, Dafnun Amir Aleph, asks us for a shayla. We know kala kosher, lahayid is kosher, ladun, someone who can't say, hey, this is not kosher to be a dayan, an isha is not kosher to be a edus. For Toisus, how could she be a dayan? Question, of course, is Dvayra, how is she a dayan? So Toisus gives three terutzim in Nida. The first terutz is, En Achanami, you could have a woman, Volacharaya Dvayra. So if you needed an Av Bezdin, and the most qualified for the position would be an Isha, so Toisus you see from Dvayra, the Megas Mach and the Megas Ton, Chiddush Nifla. Aye, what do you do with the Klal of Kol Haroi Lahoyed? Is kosher ladun beish. So Toisus, that's only by a man. A woman is different. Gedarim, different. Halachas, we could talk about it maybe in great length at a different time, and we want to learn the sugi more beiyun. But so Toisus, the cloud doesn't apply to a woman. And Mela, you can have a woman in Avbez. Say Zok Toisus. Huh? Where do we get? So this we'll discuss in a few moments. Where do we get? The word shayfet, pashtus, means died. And if you look further in the psukim, it says clearly, Vayalu eilel b'nei Yisrael ha-mishpat. The pasuk clearly says, mit gekumen tzair, mishpat. Mishpat means dinei teira. Chayra, kipshute. We'll discuss this. This is up for discussion in a few moments. Uncle Panim pashtus, she becomes the dayin, and it's mutter, v'lacharayet v'ayra. The klal is only by an ish. By an isha doesn't apply. Toisus gives a second teretz. And this is a little bit more complicated because it's not so clear what does Toisus mean. There's many achroinim that learn Toisus one way, other achroinim learn him a different way. But let's just say the simple way. Toisus says that Dvoira was different, that she used to paskin al pi adibur. And a woman is paskening up her knowledge in Shulchan Aruch. That's not a good dayan. But here she had a higher authority, as a Rav Zuckman in English, a higher authority. See, paskin dachvana ananda Shulchan Aruch was api adibu de ebishta. She's tchaneviyah. Oh, Maritzchi is frek de kasha. We're going to talk about in a few moments. That's the Maritza Zechiyas Kasha. So the Chayra, since she's paskining not from the Shulchan Aruch Zaktesvis, she's allowed to be a dayan. And Voiru, special. Shame. Tesis gives a third teretz. And he says, doesn't say she paskined. Sit ois gelernt halachas. Mit gekumen, mit gefragt. What's the law? Yeah, she was a tremendous yideya, a good kikent besugius. And she was paskin. What pshat paskin? Not betoiris psak halacha, because she can't be a dayan. But she paskin because she told him, bima daf upla on the sugya. She was teaching more than she was paskin. You know, a lot of rabbonim talk like that. I'm not paskin. I'm just going to tell you the sugya is. That shtick, and I don't want to say the word shtick, but let's use, for a better term, that chachme. Dvayra chengetan. Dvayra dishka pasi paskin. Mishkin shayos. Who tells you apshar is nishkin din? As a matter of fact, that's the only din we have today. Oh, now you're telling your toises, Baba Kami, Muhammad, Mamish, you know the sugi good. There you can the sugi. It's a toises. We're going to get to that toises in a few moments. I see with you have so much knowledge, I gotta come and fuel up for the discourse, as they say. Bechaira Eislaunin Unish Pask. Does Zaktaisis need the three terutzim. So again, teretz number one. You're allowed to paskin. Dvoira was allowed to paskin. I kasha lahoya, that's only by a man, that rule. Second teretz, she would paskin al piyad dibur. It's a different type of psak halacha and dos megman. A woman is a lot of paskin in such a case. The third teretz of toisus is she didn't paskin, but rather she would oiska learnt vimedaf paskin, but not lemaisa that it had a koyach of psak halacha. Toisus and babi kamen, kezvavam and aleph, gives another teretz. The people will mekabel her. You can be mekabel posle edus and posle dayonim and the metach mekabel zayin of zich if you want. Now I'm gonna lie abba. Now I'm gonna lie avicho. It's nisht eregas of teisvis that you're mekabel. Why? And Toisus says bipnei hashchina. The elam liked what she had to say. She's good backing. The Eibush is behind everything she's saying. The mela the elam went to her. B'tayrus Kabbalah. If you look at the Losh of the Pasuk, it's talking meduyik. Vayalwe leo b'nei Yisrael amishpot. I think the Aruch HaLaner points this out already. It's not that she went and paskined and she had a koyach of a bezdin, but rather the people came to her. Mitgekumet. Favasot mitgekumet. They were makabal. They were makabal because Zitake has she had what to paskin. But mikoyach the din, she wasn't right to be a dayan. But if you mekabel her, vayalu eilel b'nei Yisrael. Now, Rabbi said the whole shir is not going to be a pilpul. We'll get to a little drush, a little of everything. But we have to first get who is Dvoira. And what is her koyach of psak? There's an interesting ritva. And maybe that's what you're being mechaven to. The ritva in Kedusha Naflamid Hey says, where does it say she paskined? What, the word shayfet? Abayis, remember we spoke about what a shayfet is? And I told you we'll get to it later on. Shayfet has two meanings. A shayfet can mean a poisik, and a shayfet could also be a manhig. Remember we spoke from the Barbanel that the shayfet carried two roles. Shayftim were manhigim, as well as the poiske hadar. By Dvoira, it was that she was a manheges, Zakhtar Ritva, but she didn't paskin. You can't paskin. Now, if you notice later on in Perik Hey, Pasuk Zayin, what does Dvoira talk about herself when she says, "Who Dvoira? Achakamti Dvoira? Shakamti, famous psukim. Anyone who ever went through a Beis Yaakov's dinner probably heard this nusach. Achakamti, Ein Bi Yisrael. Avuz the Shayfit, Avuz the Neviya." Aim, a mama, a leader. Could be, according to the Ritva, it's Meduyik, the Pasuk, that's all she was. The belt says a little anderish. Fashtetzel for the Beis Yankiv dinners, we have to polish it a little bit. They say, you see, she was a Nevi'ah, and you see, she was a Shaifetes. And still, what was her greatest title, her greatest role, was that she was a Ein B'Yisrael. For the Beis Yankiv dinner, if you ever have to speak, use this word. It's a good word. Now, so we have over here, who is the Dvoira? Maybe she's just a Manheges. Not more, not a Shoifet, not a Poisik, a Manheg. A Boisai, we have maybe more kashas than we have Terutz. True Toises gives us four or five Mahalchim. Let me tell you what the problems are, and then we'll see, maybe we could go a little deeper to understand fire. On the Teretz of Toisvis, that she paskin al pi adibur, the Maritzchi is frek der kasha. Toira lab ashamayim, she couldn't have paskin al pi adibur. What does that mean? But she went and she discussed everything al pi nevi. If a navi tells you halacha, it's not negeya. Halacha lamaisa. Teira lab ashamayim. And if Teira lab ashamayim, frek der Maritzchi is, he doesn't understand what Toisvis means. Now let's go to the second teretz of Toisvis. That what she didn't paskin, but she taught Torah. Yeah? Who's allowed to teach Torah? We all know the Gemara, the Rambam brings down Halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, that if a woman learns Teretz Ki'ilu Melam the Tiflus, which Torah, what learning, Vugilam, Vasla, what kind of learning? What, she's at Lechesh Mishpat? An interesting footnote, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Sicha says an interesting, almost bizarre story. He says that his sister wanted to learn Gemara. And you know why I have to tell you this? Because it's so interesting. You'll walk away, you'll say, wow, what an interesting story. At least das hat mich gekommen für die ganze Schir. You ready for something interesting? She wanted to learn Gemara. So she went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and she says, "Blude Leben, Bezaktiv Diab, Bekans Gemara, teach me Gemara." So he went to ask the Chazon Ish if he's allowed to learn with her Gemara. And the Chazon Ish answered, "Ba'akroi, the halacha, that a woman shouldn't be learning is a fashtendika oifin, you know, a faseder, you know, learning first seder, second seder. But ba'akroi makes he learn ashtikul Gemara." So he sat down to learn with her Gemara. As they state, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes this in his Sefer. Like when I klug it, Reb Chaim by klug, he learned with her the hardest sugi of Shas. Does anybody know what that is? It's in Ribbis, exactly. In Tagri Lud. It's one of the hardest sugis of Shas. So I guess he wanted to teach her a lesson. So he started learning with her. And he says over there that she understood the Gemara. It's the Fata Stiples Atochta. She understood the Gemara. She understood the Rashi. When it came to the Taisa, she was finished. I guess that was already the limud, and that's what he was teaching her in Gemara. Amol, you'll teach Gemara that you could learn Gemara, and Amol, you teach. That's the first taste of the Gemara. Say Chalimud. But upon him, she was taught. It's not for her. The Vayra Nevi'a, what? Nuchesh Mishpit. Vos is the Taich. Kilim Alam the Tiflis. We know women don't learn Gemara, they don't learn Shulchan Aruch. That, what? Elamai, maybe. The halachas that are negated to them. Shabbos, Ner Shabbos, Nida, Chala, maybe that's Shefetis. She passed Milchas Nida, it's not Mashma. Shefetis is Mashma. Cheshemishpet, huh? Yeah, Shoyimim. I know a lot of that Kharim want to say that she was Shefetis in halachas that are negated to Anisha. Vayaloela b'nei Yisrael, maybe the women came to her. Snish mashma. Parshav shat rabbeisai is vas. She paskind. Chesha mishpit. Zok teisvis. Not ki paskind. All right. Abelimda. She toiskas. Gzok nashim. Baba kamotzi. Gzok. Tois is learning. She said a shir. Limda. She was teaching them how to paskind. Ay, kilim alam the tiflis. The Rambam. Baloch. How about the teretz of toisvis? That was al pi adibu kemen fataychen like this, Rabbi Yisrael. Toises doesn't mean that she would paskin al pi adibu, but it was hoyra shah. Maybe that's what Toises means. Toises frek takasha, how could a woman be a dayin? Teretz is she paskin al pi hadibur. So the Maritzchius learns Al Piyadibur means what, Rabbi say Al Piyadibur, that she went back to ask, and everything she paskin was Al Piyadibur. Aydilma Bechlau, the fact that she paskin them for Tois Nishkirai Lalacha, because this was a Hayra Asha. Why? Then the Kasha becomes why. But Al Kapanam, let me just tell you a beautiful Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says it's Meduyik in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vihi Shoifta, he Shoifta is Yisrael, but Esahi. Udvoiro Isha Nevi'a. What's the he? Just say, Shoifta. What's he Shoifta? And why Ba'esahi? So, Abdar Achlaner, he only, and Ba'esahi only then, Hayrasha. Which means not to learn up from Dvoira that you can have an Isha Shoifetis. Abdar said, what's the Pshat in Hayrasha? Why did it have to be that we have an Isha, a Poisik? I mean, what's wrong? You couldn't find anybody else. There were no men who were eligible to be the Shoifet. What's the Pshat? So I did a little research because it bothered me. I mean, Hayrasha, you could come and say, Zeres HaKasim, or Meken Zogim Pshat. And I found that the Rishonim bring from the Chazalin already, why Taka? Was there a Hayrasha over here that Dvoira should be in the Via? First, let me tell you over a Zoya. The Zoya writes, she was Shaifetis, Oy loy l'odam. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, woe is to the person, she ishtay meverechas b'shvilay. I mentioned Azah Amoretz, that his wife has to make the Birchas HaMazin for him. I feel bad for that household. Oy l'dor zok the Zoyer, Zoyer v'yikro, oy l'dor, sh'loy nimtza behem mish yodnes ha'am, elo nekei v'achas. No. You're right. What was my question? Couldn't find anybody else? And the answer is, zok the Zoyer, yes. We couldn't find anybody. There was one Nekeva, yeah. I don't know where she came from, which yeshiva she was from. Maybe there was a BJJ in those days. Forgive me, I don't know if your daughters went to other places. I don't mean BJJ. I'm chilling for the politics behind it. I don't mean anything, okay? The point being, how did Dvoira come? Where? What? One Nekeva, yeah. Imitza Ken Gutlelman, yeah, a Rebbitzin in you, was Rebbitzin, was Tutzacha, where is it that not one person knew how to learn? A mice just popped into my head. You're going to get a nice mice. Pratzkel Abramsky, my klug. He was a big Talmud Chacham, a goyin already in Russia. Geretta Fem, the greatest goyin, Chazm Yecheskel. So when he was Rav in England, he was the Av Bezdin. So he said, he used to talk very cute, very. So he said, see, that drei Yidden was kennen lernen in England. Em? Rableib Gurevich. So they asked him, but that's only two. He said, yeah, I take up the first two slots. I'm number one and number two, and he's number three. What he was trying to say is, this is it. If you have to take up three slots and he takes up two of them, it's hard to find. Reb Chatzkel, Chayinu Levracha, with his humor. The point being, you hear how many people know how to learn in those days? Two people, Dvayim and Dvayim. That's it. Just Dvayim on the Via. Azay Zok the Zayir. The Zayir says they couldn't find anybody who could paskin. And therefore, Dvoir became the Nevi'ah. The Yalkut Shemaini says not like that. I found the Yalkut Shemaini. Yalkut Shemaini says, Ma tiva shol Dvoirah? What's that bis Dvoirah? Where did she come from? V'aloi Pinchas ben Elazar oimed. Pinchas ben Elazar dachgelept. What's wrong with him? Could you imagine they passed him over to pick a fry? The Yalkut say, Pichas are left. Pichas, no, you're not the Dayan. Who's in the front of, by the Ater over there in the pictures? I dwell on the Via. Elamein ani olayis ha-shamayim v'soretz. Shebein goy. Now listen carefully, Rabbi. It's almost a tzitzit d'sibizakim. So Yalkut Shemayim. The Rebbein in Shalom says, Mein ani olayis ha-shamayim v'soretz. Shebein goy u'bein Yisrael. Bein ish u'bein isha. Even a guy, yeah? Bein ish u'bein isha. Bein eber, bein shivcha. Hakoy lefi ma'isiv shel Adam, v'hakoy d'shayr olav. The Rebbein Hashem is trying to teach, the v'ira is kumtiv. Yeah, it's a yalk, it's a medrash. Mativa shel v'ira, v'kum d'v'ira, Pinchas, the God latar. Pinchas, nein, v'ira. To teach, made al ni alayis a shemayim as oritz, zoktei mishter. Ben goy, which we'll talk about maybe a different time. There's a Rambam like this that's mashm even a guy, but we'll talk about it not right now and 10 minutes left to go. But the point is, the Torah was chosen to bring out a point. Even Torah. Even Torah. Yeah? Yalkut. Even Torah. You know, Rabbi Isai, let me tell you over another reason for Torah, which is found in the Chazal. It's a ton of the Baal Yo Zuta. You notice she has a very nice name, Aishas Lapidus. Lapidus was her last name? No, Lapidus was her husband's name. Maybe in those days that's what her last name was, Aishas Lapidus. Okay. Chazal say she was called Aishas Lapidus for a reason, and the truth is her husband wasn't so much the Lapidus, she was the Lapidus. Pay attention. Right, we would think Aishas Lapidus, her husband was like, her husband is Grand King Lapidus. She was the Lapidus. But because of who she was in relevance, we'll soon see to her husband, she was called Aishas Lapidus. Zot Rashi, why was she called Lapidus? Zot Rashi, she's called Lapidus because Shehoisa Oisa Psilois Lamikdash. She used to make beautiful wicks, long ones, fat ones, for the Beis Hamikdash. That's it. That's the story. We'll get to it in a few moments. There's a deeper story behind this Rashi. The Metzudas David says a different reason why she was called Aishas Lapidus. What is Aishas Lapidus? Zog the Metzudas David, Lapidus is a lashon of fire. It's a lashon of fire. Dalit, here. Oh, Aishas Lapidus. Here. Metzayna Loimer, Aishas Chayim. She was a Zarish. She was quick. The Masel Kilapid Aish. You know, in Yiddish Hotman expression, flam fire. Fire. In English, she's on fire. She was on fire. She was a Lapid Aish. Zrizus. A Mela, she was called Aishas Lapidus. So it's nothing to do with who her husband was. She was an Isha Lapidus. What does it mean, Aishas? It's funny, then why Aishas? Just say Isha Lapidus. Why call that? Aishas should be the husband of. Was hat das mit dem Mann? Should be Isha Lapidus. She was a brennfire. Fire.
Aishas is also an adjective.
Could be. Where was it? In the, right. The Talmud Yom learns it has to do with her husband. We're soon going to learn. And let me tell you the history behind that Rashi. In Tana de Be'elyo, Perik Tes, she told her husband to bring these Lapidus to the Beis Hamikdash. Zok the Medrash like this. Tana de Be'elyo, Bailo Amoritz. Her husband was an Amoritz. Here, Tana de Be'elyo, Bailo Shel Dvoiro Amoritz Hoya. We're an Amoritz. Omra Loi, Boi V'es L'cha Psilois. I'll make it for you. You bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. V'leich l'mishkan shebishilai. I listen to Afroy. V'yeh chelkecha bein aksherim. Shebehem v'tavoy. L'chaye oylam haba. She was Aishas Lapidus. She did it for her husband. Her husband should go and bring these Lapidus to the Beis Hamikdash. Her husband was an Amoritz. What's the pshat? So I was thinking to myself the following. The Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amid Beis tells us, Hazoyer b'ner, Havli bonin tamid ha-chachamim, ki ner mitzvah v'toyra. Or, what is it? Ner Chanukah zok Rashi, and ner Shabbos. Now ner Beis HaMikdash is Havadadus, right? It's the ultimate ner Chanukah. Unishtar it's ner Chanukah, ner Shabbos, by the way, if you take a look, it's brought down in the Sforum is Bedoyma Zaitata at Geshiva Mure the Geseifa on Shabbos and Dalton schreibt be the Beis HaMikdash is Doyma to the Shabbos. We copy everything on Shabbos just like the Beis HaMikdash, the Neiris and the Chalis and the Mizbeach, and we'll say it Bekitzer only because of time constraints. Point being, so the ultimate Ner is the Beis HaMikdash, yeah? So hazoy b'ner havelay bonim talmid chachamim hatzi gevolt yeman efshazover na talmid chacham, which the Radal learns he taka became later. It's a shailav if this husband of hers will soon learn Baruch was a navi or not. We'll talk about it a little bit later next year probably. But she akapadim wanted her kids to be talmid chachamim. The man is nitazay. So what did she do? So she went and sent her husband to the Beis HaMikdash with Neiros. Yeah? That Chazoyer B'ner, Havle Bonim, Talmid Chachamim, Unef Shagor, Kol Shkein the man if the husband brings it. You know, by the way, every time Shabbos, the wife lights the candles, who prepares those candles? That Gebracht Nalach, the man should prepare it, right? So together, and they're in this mitzvah of Havli Bonim Tamid Chachomim. So that's a shaychus. You hear that, boy? Say, see, given a meridiger kluge frei. You hear? Could be she was zeicha that she should become a shefetis because of this. The man efshet nishkev yikent as a gut launin. She walked away knowing how to learn from this. Right? That's what Chazal are telling us. She was zeicha through this to become a shayfetas. Let me tell you over a moiridiki yalkut shemaini. You ready, Rabbi Yisai? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shleilam tells him, you can't go in, but stand on the mountain and I'm going to show you Yomov, Okeimah, Tzofoina, Mizracha, and you're going to see the entire Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in the pasuk. The Medrash, the Yalkut, tells us exactly what he saw. Like a travel guide gives you a brochure, there was a brochure in the Yalkut, exactly what he saw. And one of the things he saw was Dvoira paskening under the Toimer Dvoira. Please take the Medrash. That's what he saw. The Rabbi Yisham showed him that Dvoira, was sitting Tachas Ha'ola under the tree, Tachas Toyim Advoirim Paskini. Satmarov's Chayno Vracha in his Sefer, his pages. Vos Epis Toyim Advoirim, Vos Ashaychis. It's interesting. We're soon going to learn in the next 4 minutes, with the help of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that he also saw Ishtay Shalait. So maybe the travel guy, you know, all the sights in Eretz Yisrael, you know. He went his dime and they saw Toyim Advoirim. Could be that's where the good travelers they get it from there, the sights. The Satmar of his Torah about it. Rabbi said, let me tell you what I think. Originally, years ago, when I saw this Yalkut, the Tchach Vos Epis. So the truth is, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. In Sefer Dairus, it's brought down that Dvoira was a Gilgal. You ready? Of who? Sipeira Eishes Moshe. Huh? It's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu state, and they give him to see Dvaira. Who is Dvaira? Dvaira is Eishes Moshe. As a matter of fact, there's a very interesting Ralbag that she was Pirish from Barak. She calls Barak. I don't know if you notice. She says, Barak, come! Come from where? Why? She wasn't home? Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish from Ishtai because he was a Navi. See, Pirah went and was Pirish from Barak because he was a Navi and she was Eishes Moshe. Interesting, Ralbag, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, great. Dvoira is actually Moshe Rabbeinu's fry in a Gilgal. So maybe they showed her Moshe Rabbeinu Tzipora. Rabbi said, let me tell you what I think is a deeper pshat in this Chazal, and we'll end in a minute or two. Hirasha, let's talk a minute, Rabbi said. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Why does he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking Teiras Eretz Yisrael. Ain't Teirah Keteiras Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have a chance to be Malami Teirah to Klal Yisrael, Teiras Eretz Yisrael, Ilchas Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Samtluyas Boretz. Hat man ihm gewissen Dvoira. What is Dvoira? Chazal tell us this is the Tana de Be'el Yo, that she was Zoyche to be a Sheifetis. Why? Zogt Chazal, that the Rabbeinu Shloim said, you made me psilois. Why? Kidei shehe oira meruba, that there should be more light in the Beis Hamikdash. And who did you do this for? For my covet? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was boichi lei v'kloyes and tells Dvoira, ato niskavanta laharbois oiri, you did it for my covet. Afani arba orcha b'Yehuda will be Yerushalayim. So therefore, you will be a marbitz toira, so to speak, in Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Because your kavana was my covet. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to teach Torah. He wants to be marbitz Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Shalom tells him, Rav Loch, Shloyoyim HaRav Kamakosha, it's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim more if you don't go into Eretz Yisrael. So we show him Dvoira. Dvoira is the lesson that Habatzah's Torah is supposed to be rooted in Laharbu's Kvoidi. It's about covet of the Rabbi Shalom. That an Isha who thought to be Marba the Kovet Shemayim in the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbi Shem chose her to be the Marba Tzoyra. And I want to tell you an interesting story, and with this I'll end. There's a beautiful story, Rabbi Shem, from Rebel Yalopian. I read it, and I also researched it, because the story meant a lot to me, because I hold it to say, Yisoid and Hashkof. So I went to the families of Rebel Yalopian, and I asked the grandchildren, and I verified the story is exact. I have the exact story the way it happened. There was a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael that was very matzliach. Hundreds of bachrim in his yeshiva. He was proud. So he asks Rebbe Yalopian to come and see his yeshiva. Nope. Rebbe Yalopian, listen, gets such an invitation. Of course he took on the invitation. He comes there at night and it's like a pakta eulam learning. The Rosh Hashiva is moved by his beautiful yeshiva and he begins to cry. He wants to know how honest are these tears. Are they personal success tears? Proud of his success? Or it's Kovet Shemayim tears? That he was moved by the Kovet of the Rebbeinu Shloim. And he asks the Rosh Hashiva, tell me, you know, a few blocks from here, there's another yeshiva. Get popped. If I went there with you, you also shed these tears upon seeing the Beis Medrash full of Torah? And that's what Rebellia said to him. What Rebellia was trying to tell him, Harbotzas Torah is not a personal thing. It's about Kovet Shemayim. And if it's about Kovet Shemayim, it doesn't make a difference. My yeshiva, or the Yanim's yeshiva, it's all to the Beinishlam's yeshiva. The Beinishlam's taiga. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why do you want to go? Avad the mitzvah please, but grace in Yanim, Habatzah's taiga, beautiful. The Beinishlam says, let me show you Dvoira. What does Dvoira do? Laharba's covet. Marba, my covet. Oiri, my light. She went and made wicks, and she brought it with her husband. She didn't bring it herself. It wasn't about her. She sent her husband, Gar. You know who got the credit for it on the big plaque? Big donation! From who? From Barak. They don't say anything about Dvoira. They're Boinishlam. And if you notice the words of the Chazal, the words of the Chazal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boichein Lei V'Kloyos. The Bnei Shalom saw the roots, the neshama, the lave behind the mice of making these lights. And he said, Atun is kavanta laharbis oiri. It was l'shem shamayim. From my covet, you will be marbitz Torah as a present, as a matona, to be marbitz kvoit shamayim through Abbotz's Torah. This Rabbi Sai is Tevoira. Tevoira was aim be Yisrael. She meant Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Sai. She meant Abbotz's Torah of kvoit shamayim. And even in Isha, could be zeichet to such exalted levels, and that's what Chazal are teaching. Made on the Olai, Shemayim v'Oretz, Ben Goy, Ben Yisrael, even an Isha, an Eved, it makes no difference. If you mean Kavon is L'shem Shemayim, to L'harbis Kvoit Shemayim, Ani Mashra Ruach HaKoydish Olav, Ruach HaKoydish Shair Olav, even an Isha, even Dvoyer, Das is Dvoyer.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.